Apple is suffering through its biggest product embarrassment in recent memory. The launch of the iPhone 5 has been overshadowed in the tech press with seemingly endless stories about glitches in Apple's new mapping software. At the center of all this is Apple's feud with Google, a feud that has many wondering about Apple's famous commitment to the customer experience. From Silicon Valley, here's NPR's Steve Henn.
Apple's new maps have been a public relations disaster for the company. There's a Tumblr blog devoted to Apple map errors. The maps have misplaced the Huey P. Long Bridge in New Orleans. They erased Stratford-upon-Avon from the British countryside. And in aerial views of Las Vegas, it appears as if the city may be melting. Carolina Malinese tracks mobile gadgets for Gartner. She says the biggest problem with Apple's maps right now is that they're just not always accurate.
So I drove to a dead end in Palo Alto.
Palo Alto was Steve Jobs' hometown.
Yes.
If Apple Maps can't find its way around here, it has a problem. Julie Ask at Forrester Research says mapping and navigation are a core part of how most people use their mobile phones.
Maps aren't just another application. Maps like email are, you know, one of those utilities or applications on my phone where I actually spend a lot of time.
Since its launch in 2007, the iPhone Map app has been powered by Google. Steve Jobs crowed about it at the iPhone's first unveiling.
And here we are. Boom.
Then he searched for a Starbucks.
Starbucks. On the search for Starbucks. And sure enough.
5 years ago, red pins popping up on a map seemed revolutionary. Today, not so much. Get directions to Phil's Coffee.
I didn't find any places matching get directions.
Google Maps on Android phones have been offering verbal turn-by-turn directions for years. Navigate to Phil's Coffee.
Head north on Bale Oral Drive to Ward Cotton Street.
But no matter how nicely you asked Apple's Siri, get directions to Phil's Coffee. Google's app on the old iPhone simply didn't do that.
Tap the one you want directions to.
Instead, you had to pick up the phone, touch the screen, and try to read these tiny little directions. And if I have a cup of hot coffee in my hand and am driving a stick shift, it's a disaster. Apple's new maps, despite all their other flaws, fixed that.
Turn right onto Cornell Road, then turn right onto Harvard Avenue.
Julie Ask says today, if you want to make a competitive smartphone,
controlling the mapping experience is core.
And Ask says that Apple, depending on Google for such a key feature, was kind of crazy.
Given how focused Apple is on the end user experience, their desire to provide the best experience, you know, lies behind this decision, even if they didn't hit a home run, so to speak, on the first try.
In mapping, at least, Google and Android phones are still far out in front. Google Maps let you save maps of cities offline, in your phone. So if you're traveling to, say, Paris, you can use those maps and GPS to find your way around without getting slammed with huge data roaming charges. Google also offers floor plans of more than 10,000 public buildings. One day, Apple may catch up, but if you're looking for Google Maps on the iPhone, there's no app for that. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.